you see a lot of the problem created by his, you know, septic in there. The way it was put in, he cut the other one over. I think you would ask and address that question. You know, and then as well as on the front. And then if he turns it, you're at a 28 looking the opposite way. You know, 28 by 20, so.
And even if he moves it back up against the building, he'd only gain 12 feet, right? If he built a regular garage, that would give him 27.
Yeah.
28.
28, so.
He'd still be in violation.
7. 6, 7, something.
I think the question I was asking, I don't know if he answered that question. I said, is it lined up with the other? I get concerned about frontages, not sides and the rears, but frontages. I get concerned with just myself,
right,
that we keep the uniformity throughout the.
My notes say he stayed to a similar setback to the adjacent lot.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
It appears to be lined up with the dwelling.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
It appears to be lined up with the dwelling.
Yes, that's what it, just that was the question I had.
Oh, okay then.
Within 4 inches.
Huh?
Within about 4 inches.
Mr. Workman, do you have any?
I just didn't know if he could turn it off, but if he turned it, still probably need a variance to.
Yeah.
Unless he went back, took the ramp out, went back farther. Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
I have no.
Well, based on what our recording secretary just told me, that's what I wanted to know, is whether it was lined up, and he said it was lined up on that. Then I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either, Mr. Hudson.
No problem.
All right. Well, then, if there's no further discussion, and everyone's got the questions answered, then I'll chair entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,246. There certainly is a uniqueness to the property. It's 80 foot wide and 125 foot deep. So that makes it unique in the fact that he wants to put, and the existing building has been there, the applicant has stated. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use, I believe, of the property, and the unnecessary hardship is not going to be created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. They've stated that the front variances will be lining up with the other homes in that area, and the request of a variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,246. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, it's my opinion that it can be built within the setbacks. They just choose to separate it from the existing dwelling. And so therefore, I see, in my opinion, it's created by the applicant. I vote nay.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway? Aye, for the reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,245 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep. Okay, that takes care of everything. And I had just one quick question, I guess, to Mr. Sharp first, or Jones, is on the case at Millsburg, the chicken plant. All the letters and things and everything we needed is in?
The public comment period does not end until this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Correct. So once that's all in, the record will be closed.
Okay.
Formally at that point, and we can schedule it for a hearing.
Appreciate that. I didn't know. I thank you for that.
Mr. Chairman, what were we looking at 11,238 that opened?
11,238?
Is that open? Or do we close that?
What was it? It's still open.
It's still open. We sent it back for.
Didn't we send that back
for? Yeah. Trying to think what we sent it back for now.
What's needed? Wasn't there a question about what was needed?
That's right. There was a question about what was needed. They were confused about what type of variance they wanted.
Yeah, what they asked me, the 11,000 feet, their last meeting.
The one with the shed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sure is, Melissa.
Yes.
Dean Malloy went out and looked. I believe he hasn't gotten back with me yet, and he was out today.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting on him.
I suggest I probably wanted to put on the next agenda, and then that could be discussed as an item in that agenda.
All right, appreciate that. Okay, if there's nothing further, Chair will entertain a motion.
Motion adjourned.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All opposed?
Wait a second.
Motion carried. Mr. Work.
Did he say for the next meeting?
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Mr. Workman made the motion to stay.
Oh, I'm in second lead.